This is the Old Homegrown Spotlight,
powered by Sweetwater Studios.
From beginners to rock stars, Sweetwater Studios has you covered. Open 7 days a week.
Blue Wave.
Hi, I'm Mike Hammond.
I'm Rob.
And I'm Aaron.
And we are Blue Wave.
This is the Alt Homegrown Spotlight, powered by Sweetwater Sound on Alt 99.5. I think the Fort Wayne music scene will continue to do well, as long as there's places where, you know, people who can't play at Pierre's or the Clyde or the Coliseum, you know, as long as there are places where bands can play, I think that's the most important thing.
If you build it, they will come. It's nice to see it come out of the woodwork here, though, yeah, with the Fort Wayne bands. There's a lot going on here that's really under the radar if you don't live here. Or maybe when you first move here, you're not aware of. Amazingly, we can have so much going on with the arts here and still in a place that's somewhat accessible financially.
I've been to the ruin a couple of times recently for the Skeletons, and I like them impressed, but it's cool to play at places that I like to go and socialize and drink. But we do have, we got two gigs coming up, one Saturday, December 15th, and that is at the Ruin, which should be a great show. And we're going to be playing with Sea Mountains, and we encourage everybody to come out and check out that show.
Yeah, so anyone who wants to follow us on social media, which we are active on, we're on Facebook. It's facebook.com/bluewavemusic. And on Instagram, it's bluewave_music. We don't do Twitter.
First started writing the first album, which was 2 years ago at this point. It was just Rob and I making music. You know, we didn't really have a sense of direction. I'm like, okay, this is kind of some wave, copy. This is cool. Is there a...
There's no connection when you express yourself, and it's killing you to pretend you're someone else.
Until Mike came in,
I mean, we knew we wanted someone to put words to this.
This is a dark song, but you know, we didn't have experiences that we were writing off of at that point. Mike came in. Yeah, the first one's got a little bit more romance in there. It's buried. But one thing about Mike being the vocalist and honestly being the songwriter as far as the words are concerned, Mike's writing from his own personal perspective, which is awesome. And that being said, where we were at when we were writing Detour, the last album, was a little bit of a darker place for Mike, and you can definitely pick that up in these songs. You can speak more to it than I can. I can hear it in your voice still when you're doing those songs on stage. That's you.
Yeah, you guys wanted darker lyrics, and I'm like, darker? How dark do we want to go? And I was just going through a challenging time, in a relationship, and challenging being kind of a lighthearted word. It was way worse than that. So I decided to draw from that, but at the same time, I didn't want to make it so introspective or self-focused or whatever. I wanted to hopefully have it appeal to many people.
I think it speaks to people more. I think people who appreciate arts and music generally do gravitate more towards the more somber stuff. I mean, we're okay mentally. I mean, we're fine. We're all happy people, but...
Yeah, I'm good.
You know.
I'll just say, typically how it works, the songwriting process is Aaron and Rob come up with this fantastic music, and of course I get to witness it coming together piece by piece. Like Aaron will come up with a line, or Rob will come up with Give Up. I think started with this guitar riff.
This one incidentally did start as a guitar riff.
I think during a descent, like in between a vocal session.
Yeah, you would just come out for a vocal session.
Yeah, and but as I'm hearing it come together, I start come up with a concept. But basically, how it works is the music is done, and then I like come up with the final lyrics and, you know, play crank out a recording eventually. Color of Wrong, that's actually, we haven't really touched on this topic much, but for me personally, it was came from kind of being involved all my life with conservative and religious, and which is great, some great things from that, but as to what is absolutely morally wrong or right, that's what's about, what is truly wrong. And I'm purposely being vague because that can mean many things to many people.
garden of guilt, calling it home. What's the color of wrong? Leave the questions alone. Fear it's built these walls around. Still your voice, your song, feeling lost, not found. Dying inside this cage, never to be free.
For the Alt Homegrown Spotlight. Learn more and submit your band today at alt995.com.
Fort Wayne's Alternative.